So Carmilla, which is late adaptation of the Sheridan Le Fanu 19th century novella, which obviously has spawned, well, it spawned things like, Dreyer's Vampire and Hammer's Vampire Lovers and Blood Splatter Brother. I mean, there are many versions of this. So this is a new version from writer-director Emily Harris. Devrim Lino is the mysterious stranger whose unexpected arrival at a country estate. I think this is 18th century, in fact, is the setting for this, stirs rebellious passion in Lara, who's played by Hannah Rae. And Greg Wise is the father, Tobias Menzies is the doctor, and then Jessica Raine's actually terrific as the governess, Miss Fontaine, who binds Lara's left hand behind her back to kind of drive out the wickedness that she perceives is in her. But it, obviously we realize that she knows a little bit too much about that wickedness, in inverted commas. And the whole thing is—it's really beautifully shot by Michael Wood, and the kind of the visual quality of it really—it has this kind of retro feel to it. I know they used vintage lenses. I think they shot on digital, but they used vintage lenses. Funnily enough, the retro feel of it reminded me somewhat of that wonderful 70s film Symptoms, which I really, really like. But the most interesting thing is that what it does is it takes the vampire of the source and then sort of takes the vampire out of the source and says, what are you left with? And then what you're left with is a story in which, dawning sexuality is the thing that's perceived as being dangerous and has to be driven out. I mean, I think genre audiences will want for more bite, as it were. But I liked the fact that this wasn't afraid of doing, like, extreme close-ups of bugs and writhing bugs and nature in various states of decay and kind of, over-egging its subtext in a way that felt very earthy. And I liked it. I mean, the story is kind of, it's fairly stalwart. Also, very interesting score by Philip Selway, who I think did a really good job with it. He's one of the other ones from Radiohead and now currently all working their way through all having to do film scores. But I thought he did a really good job of it. Anyway, so this new version of Carmilla, as I said, written and directed by Emily Harris, and I liked it. I thought it was, it may not be, it doesn't have the kind of the exploitative or the ripe tone of many other Carmilla adaptations, but I think it kind of, it found its own furrow and it stuck to it. And I use furrow in that kind of earthy way deliberately. I liked it.